The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live bettings, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app, as you can see, with the TV and the lovely, what are those things even called? Curtains, window dressings, window drapes, treatment, whatever they're called. I have no idea, dude. I am in lovely Muncie, Indiana. Eastern Michigan at Ball State tomorrow night. Hopefully you guys will check it out for your boy. I love, by the way, just an aside, it's 7 o'clock CBS Sports Network. Love when you guys watch the very start of the show, start of the game, and take a picture of me up on the screen and tweet it at me. That's awesome. That's almost an automatic retweet. Speaking of Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL is Twitter. I'm on Instagram at Ross Tucker NFL. It's kind of more family, personal stuff, food, daddy sodas. And then, of course, Facebook.com/Ross Tucker NFL. We are always available at Ross Tucker Pod, Twitter and Instagram. Hopefully you guys are already following it. It's a great way, if you don't listen to all the shows, to just see the highlight clips of the other shows, the stuff that we felt like was the best from the other episodes. And we have a YouTube page where all of that stuff is stored now, youtube.com/Ross Tucker NFL. As a reminder, every week I'm going to pick somebody that makes a comment on the YouTube page, and I'm going to give you a free shout out. So like several of you have paid to have me do cameo style shout outs for birthdays or fantasy teams or your buddy or whatever, I give one away free every week for someone that just comments over on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Ross Tucker NFL. Lots of different sponsors this week that are all awesome. Today I'll tell you about Boll & Branch Sheets. Amazing. Keeps necessary. Look, I am keeping my hair for those of you watching on YouTube. And so you can take advantage of any of those sponsors. And for at least another week, you take advantage of the DraftKings code using Ross. I guarantee I'll sign a picture, a card. You tell me what you want and send it back to you. Other than that, today's Patreon shout out, Tommy Nocella, patreon.com/RT Media. Tell you what, posting the even money bets on our private Slack channel, patreon.com/RT Media, is the best thing we ever did for more patrons. But what's cool is a lot of you, I think, are signing up to get all of our bets in written form, which is fine, but a lot of you are also chiming in now. You're part of the group. You're telling us about yourself. You're chiming in on different topics. I love it. That's what I was hoping to see. I've already been on our private Tuckhead Slack channel this morning. Let's roll, Brian. Big show time.
The Big Show.
Good morning, Ross. Well, after last night's Monday Night Football game, Cam Newton said, hey, a win is a win. Well, the Patriots escape with a 30-27 win over the Jets on a 51-yard field goal by Nick Folk as time expired.
So this was a really entertaining, interesting game. This is one of the things that's awesome about the NFL. So first of all, there's a lot of intrigue about the Jets because they haven't won a game yet. And because right now they're scheduled to get the number one overall pick, which we believe will be Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback from Clemson. So a lot of people are watching because of that. There's always intrigue with Cam Newton. There's always intrigue with Bill Belichick. And I think people were shocked when it was 20-10, 27-17, and looked like Bill Belichick's team was going to lose to the winless Jets. So there's intrigue there. And then I had the Patriots, Bri, in a two-team teaser with the Raiders. Patriots were laying one on the Even Money podcast. So thank goodness the Patriots came through for that part of it. I don't care that much, but I know a lot of you guys trail my bets on the Even Money podcast. So I hope they come through for you guys. I don't really care, but that was a big swing. I would have been down 6 units for the week. Instead, I'm only down 2. Not a great week for me. It was a battle. So down a couple units, no big deal. It was made the games a lot more entertaining. You know, the Patriots marched early on, Bri, 4 passes, 4 runs for a touchdown their first drive. But you know what? This was the best the Jets played all year by far. Joe Flacco played really well. I mean, they had to settle for field goals a couple times, but Flacco dropped a bomb to Breshad Perriman. Then at the end of the first half, a beautiful throw to the corner of the end zone. Jamison Crowder had an amazing toe tap and toe drag touchdown catch. And so the Jets were up 20-10 at halftime. Very, very cool. By the way, just as an aside, just some other notes. Fatu Kasi for the Jets, number 94, dude's a monster. I mean, A, he looks like a monster. B, he plays like a monster, Fatu Kasi. Total stud. Mekhi Becton got hurt again. Not good. You know, then Flacco hit Perriman again for a touchdown. I think J.C. Jackson slipped on the play. And, you know, the Jets' wide receiving core is not bad, Bri, when they're all healthy at the same time. Crowder, Mims, Perriman, not bad. And Flacco knew how to use them. Unfortunately, the Jets could not sustain. Jacoby Myers and Cam Newton did their part throughout the game for the Jets, for the Patriots. It was a good game for Cam. It was a good game for Jacoby Myers, who – doesn't that sound like a law firm, Bri?
Yes, it is a law firm.
Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
You know, if your kid's name is Myers, you can't name him Jacoby. Although I guess it's good name recognition, like, you know, Jacoby Myers. But that must be a big law firm, man. Holy cow. Anyway, Rex Burkhead had a good drive. Patriots came back from down 10 with 6 minutes left to win. There was kind of a Flacco greedy interception. Flacco threw a deep ball, a deep post against double coverage. He got greedy, gave the Patriots the ball back again with plenty of time and to go down and get a touchdown before they ultimately got the field goal. So if Flacco doesn't do that, we'll see what would happen with the clock wise. Patriots controlled the clock. They controlled the tempo in the second half. They got their third win. By the way, you know, Bri, you know, we have advertisers, and a lot of them want to advertise in September when football season starts. A lot of them come back, you know, when the holidays, for holiday shopping. I got to tell you, when I told my wife that Boll & Branch, the unbelievable sheets, bed sheets, were advertising again, because a lot of times they'll give us like a discount code, like the same discount code you guys get. They give us, sometimes they even give us product for free so I can tell you how great it is. Don't even take my word for it. My wife was like, yes, I love Boll & Branch sheets. She was so fired up. I actually let her pick out which one she wanted for our bed, king size bed. She loves them. She loves fresh sheets. She loves clean sheets. She loves Boll & Branch sheets. If my wife gets that fired up about one of our advertisers, you guys should as well. And right now, you will get $50 off any sheet at bollandbranch.com with promo code Tucker. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code Tucker, $50 off, bollandbranch.com, promo code Tucker. Restrictions may apply. See bollandbranch.com for details. This is a great wife or mom or whatever, Christmas holiday gift, whatever. It's perfect. Because it's something that they wouldn't think to get themselves, but they'll be happy that you got them. BowlandBranch.com, promo code Tucker.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
Once again, number 32, the New York Jets.
You know, Bri, I thought long and hard about moving them up after that performance last night. But it was only one game. And the Jaguars were kind of decent yesterday or Sunday with Jake Luton as well. So, sorry, Jets. I couldn't do it after one game when it was kind of still similar to what the Jags did. They had a heartbreaking loss at the end to Houston. So, I'm keeping you guys where you are.
Number 31, the Jags.
Well, I kind of just said it, right? I thought Jake Luton did some positive things. Jags defense was okay. They weren't terrible for once, which was nice. It was looking like the Jags were going to be in prime position for Trevor Lawrence last night for a while there. But the Jets were able to pull it out in the end and lose. But, yeah, Jake Luton's going to get another start. He should.
Number 30, the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Good performance by Dallas. Credible performance. They did not quit performance. They still lost. They're still not good. We'll see if they're better when Andy Dalton gets back, whenever that is. He is presumed to be the starting quarterback when he comes back. Stephen Jones, by the way, said unequivocally that Mike McCarthy will be back. I feel like it's easier to say that after your team almost beats the undefeated Steelers.
Number 29, the Washington football team.
So not only did they have a loss, but Kyle Allen's done for the year. It'll be Alex Smith time. You know, I think most people would probably agree. I think Alex Smith gives them a better chance to stay in the mix in the NFC East. I think he's a better quarterback than Kyle Allen. I find it tough to watch Alex Smith out there. And he wouldn't be out there unless they told him that his leg is structurally sound. But knowing what he went through makes it hard for me to watch him. And also, he looks kind of, Bri, like an animal that is injured out there when he's running around, like a dog or a deer. You know, you just see when you can tell that there's something bothering them in their leg. He looks like that to me when he's trying to scramble and move around.
Number 28, the New York Giants.
The G-Men get a second win against Washington, the only team they can beat. Even though they won the turnover battle 5-0, they still barely won the game. Not a great sign for the Giants, to be honest with you.
Number 27, Detroit Lions.
I dropped them quite a bit because they stink. Their run defense was atrocious. That was a terrible performance by the Lions. Back-to-back, horrible performances against the Colts and the Vikings. I think their defense is as bad as any in the NFL right now. I really like Matt Patricia personally. I'm appreciative of the time we had together in New England when he helped me when they signed me. But it's a glaring indictment as a defensive-minded head coach that in year three, his unit, his side of the ball is this poor.
Number 26, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Who day going to beat them Bengals? They did not play. They had a bye. Not much to say other than, are you familiar with Grater's ice cream, Brian?
I am.
I had Grater's last week in Oxford, Ohio, when I was there for the Maction, Miami Ball State, and Grater's was great.
And actually, they ship it. They'll overnight it. You know, it's free however they package it, but they'll overnight it to wherever you are. And I've had that. Wow. I've had that sent to my house for the holidays once. That was very nice. Why I just mentioned that, I have no idea. But anyway, let's move on. Number 25, the Denver Broncos.
Keeping them right where they were the last couple of weeks, they've kind of disappointed me. They've let me down on the Even Money podcast. I don't know how they managed to consistently dig these holes that they do, but they do.
24, the Houston Texans.
You know, there was not a lot of movement here either. Texans where they were, they kind of beat the Jags in a close game. I don't know that I feel any differently about them, really. So, okay. All right.
All right. 23, the Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go. San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Chargers. They look good, but find a way to lose the game, yeah. Chargers.
Number 22, the Atlanta Falcons.
You know what? They've won 3 out of 4 under Raheem Morris. And, you know, Brian, I always get this confused. I'm about to say if it wasn't for Todd Gurley's brain fart. But sometimes I want to say if it weren't for Todd Gurley's brain fart, they would be undefeated. It wasn't, correct?
Well, if it was weren't, then it would be multiple brain farts. Wasn't just means one, singular.
Yeah, that's like a black hole for me. That's like a stumbling block. I messed that one up a decent amount. If it wasn't for Todd Gurley's brain fart against the Lions, the Falcons would be 4-0 under Raheem Morris, and we would be talking a lot about Raheem Morris being a guy that should get the full-time job there in Atlanta.
Number 21, the New England Patriots.
They won. They moved up a spot because the Lions dropped a bunch. I guess you feel better about them if you're a Patriots fan. I guess. But I don't know. They barely beat the Jets, man. They gave up 27 points. I don't even know. I don't even know what to think of the Patriots anymore.
Number 20, the Philadelphia Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! They had a bye, and it appears like they're getting Isaac Seumalo back soon, which is good.
Number 19, the San Francisco 49ers.
They had a bye. No, they didn't have a bye. They played Thursday night. You know, when a team plays Thursday night, it feels like they have a bye, but that was not the case. I don't know. Feels like a lost season for the Niners. Unfortunately, at this point, you know, you hate to say it, but they're going to get Bosa back and they'll get Kittle back at some point, Garoppolo. I almost feel like they're better off losing and getting a higher draft pick.
Number 18, the Carolina Panthers.
I still think they have 3 wins. I still think Matt Rhule's name should be in the conversation for coach of the year. Based on what he's done with that group, they're still going to win some more games. I'm thoroughly impressed. And I think the rest of this season is really about Teddy Bridgewater trying to prove that they don't need to get anybody in the draft.
Number 17, the Chicago Bears.
Going the wrong way, bro. Going the wrong way. Right when I had them number 8. They were 5-1. I said, you know what? You can win games that way. Their defense, special team, they do enough on offense. Well, evidently not, because they've lost 3 games in a row now.
Number 16, the Minnesota Vikings.
And the Minnesota Vikings would beat them right now on a neutral site. There's no doubt in my mind. My backyard, Wichita, Kansas, Muncie, Indiana. If they played 5 times right now, the Vikings would win more games than the Bears would, period.
Number 15, the Cleveland Browns.
Browns had a bye. Baker Mayfield is on the COVID-19 list because of a close contact. It sounds as if he could get cleared from that as soon as tomorrow.
Number 14, the Las Vegas Raiders.
First of all, Las Vegas is awesome. I loved being out by the pool, doing some work on my computer. It was warm. It was a pool. I swam like 3 times. Gosh, that was nice. I can see why people live there. By the way, I got a chance to meet up with Steve Fezzik. Bro, I didn't even tell you that. met up with Steve Fezzik for a brief drink outside. But I had to see him if I was going to be there. I talked to him every week on the Even Money podcast. And so that was cool. And the Raiders stadium was amazing. And the Raiders have a great chance to go to the playoffs. I am so pumped for Raiders fans. It's just such a bummer that they haven't been able to be there for the opening of the stadium and for their team being good again for the first time in a while.
Number 13, the Miami Dolphins.
Another team that will be battling with the, by the way, I'm just noticing I have the Dolphins here twice, Bri. That's the second time that's happened. I do these too late at night or too early in the morning. The number 10 Dolphins, that's actually the Colts. The number 10 Dolphins are actually the Colts. But the Dolphins, very impressive. They've moved up three spots. I didn't move them up that much earlier because of the, you know, I didn't think Tua played that great against the Rams, and they were fortunate. This is different. This was on the road against a quality Cardinals team, and Tua played well. So Dolphins moving up. Dolphins have a chance to go to the playoffs this year. I mean, Dolphins, Raiders, it's been a while for some of these teams that have significant national fan bases. Oh, I got to do it, Brian. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, number 13 on the move up.
Number 12, the Tennessee Titans.
So that was a win they had to get. I didn't really move them up because I just don't think the Bears are that good of a team. And I don't think the Titans necessarily show that they're better than the teams ahead of them. But nice bounce back for win for the Titans that they desperately needed.
Number 11, the LA Rams.
Had a bye, so not really anything to say there.
Number 10, the Indianapolis Colts.
Dropped them a couple spots. I'm not going to kill them for losing to the Ravens, especially when Phillip Rivers' tackle attempt, his trip and tackle attempt was that awesome that I think we need to give him some kudos for that. Phillip's getting up there in years, man. He's just enjoying the moments, and you have to. Speaking of getting up there in years, did you know two of three guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? I think I started to experience it when I was like 30. And so I got on one medicine at first, which was just a topical rub in the top of my head. Then later on, I got in a medicine that I take a pill for in the morning. And those are the only two FDA-approved medicines. So the FDA doesn't approve it unless they have evidence that it works. So I highly recommend to you guys, start it early. If you see anything, maybe even before you see something, if you know like your mom's dad, because that's where they say you get it, had male pattern baldness, start it. Trust me. Look, I've got more hair now, and I've certainly at least kept what I've had over the last 4 or 5 years, because now I get both those medicines delivered to my house from Keeps, which is awesome. Go to keeps.com/Ross Tucker to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/Ross Tucker. Again, KEEPS.com/Ross Tucker. You get your first month of treatment for free. Why not? Guys, please do this before it's too late. Please, for you, not for me, for you.
Number 9, the Arizona Cardinals.
Tough loss to the Dolphins, but I'm not killing them there because, I mean, their quarterback, their kicker was short on a 49-yard field goal. I mean, they easily could have still won that game. The troubling thing, I guess, would be the way their defense performed in that one.
Number 8, the Seattle Seahawks.
Speaking of troubling, how the Seahawks defense performed in that one against the Bills. It's unbelievable. You know, Pete Carroll's got a defensive mindset. That's his area of expertise, and they can't stop anyone. And they have some good players still. Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright, Jerron Reed, Jamal Adams. I mean, yikes.
Number 7, the Buffalo Bills.
You know, I thought about moving them up, but they still gave up 34 points and they won the turnover battle like 4-0. So while it was a huge win for the Bills, it wasn't enough for me to think that they're necessarily better in a series of neutral site games against these teams ahead of them.
Number six, the Green Bay Packers.
Go, Pack, go. So Packers had a very surgical, impressive win against the Niners last Thursday night. I did think that their defense played better, which is, I think we know their offense, Rodgers will be able to do it. It's whether or not the defense, and they've got some good players. You know, like, I mean, the Smith brothers, like, when those guys are playing well, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, their defense can be very solid.
Number five, the Baltimore Ravens.
So the Ravens stayed the same spot because I got a team, as you could probably see when we posted the image on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I got a team down in New Orleans that I had to move up quite a bit. So the Ravens didn't move up, even though that was a really nice win for them. You know, there had been those stats about how they couldn't come from behind, Bri, at when they were down at halftime. They did that. That was impressive, the way they were able to win by double digits against the Colts, get a defensive touchdown, which it seems like they always find a way to do. It's a really nice team performance by the Ravens.
Number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm giving them a one-game mulligan. I'm saying that this was a one-game, everything went wrong, bad night, bad day at the office, and I'm not going to make the mistake that a lot of other people make, which is to extrapolate too much from that.
Number three, the New Orleans Saints.
Now I know what you're saying. Well, Bri, if you're not taking too much, or Ross, if you're not taking too much from the Bucs' loss, why are you putting so much into the Saints' win? Well, the truth is, I probably had the Saints lower than they should be. A lot of 12s, a 10, even though they've been winning. But they were close games. They weren't that impressive. Now they come out and look so good offensively with Sanders and Michael Thomas back. They play so well defensively. And they played, like right now, the best team in the NFC, and they deserve to move up.
Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. Still not the most complete team, that's for sure. I can't wait at some point when we get to January. Hopefully we get to January. Hopefully we have the NFL playoffs. And to see whether or not Patrick Mahomes can do it. You know, right now it looks like he'd have to do it three times in the playoffs. If he can overcome some of the other issues that the Chiefs show and just be that outstanding to, like, LeBron his team, MJ his team, to the next level, to victory, to championship again.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is...
it's the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers.
It was a close call, but you know what? There's something to be said in the NFL for winning, even when you don't play your best. And that's what the Steelers did. There's also something to be said for finding ways to win late in games. And that's also what the Steelers have been able to do consistently. Eagles game, Titans game, you know, obviously, this past game against the Cowboys, the Steelers find a way to win. They don't need to apologize for anything. It's very, very impressive. Almost as impressive as the fact that Emory Hunt is killing it on the College Draft podcast. Already getting people texting me, people I know tweeting me, hey, I love that Emory and you guys are doing spreads on the College Draft podcast now. That Oregon lock was huge for me. I mean, a buddy of mine, Bo, sent me a picture of his DraftKings, you know, bets, and he had Oregon thanks to Emory. So he said College Draft is now a must-add, must-listen to, which is really cool. Shout-outs go to – so College Draft will be recorded today. and Even Money recorded today. So we got three fresh new podcasts for you guys today. We'll, of course, have Andrew Brandt tomorrow. We're going to do Greg Cosell on Friday again this week. Shout outs, Pizza Boy Brewing, DynastyFreaks.com, Sportaculture, SteakhouseSports.com, and Vision Comics with an X. Those are all, I think we're done here, members of Patreon.com/RT Media. Speaking of that, I think we are done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.